This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a criminal lawyer wants government to have a more strategic approach to addressing the spike in crime. Barbados commemorates Emancipation Day today. The QEH is in discussions with junior doctors to address their grievances. A flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts in Barbados. And Russia frees reporter Ivan Gurkovich in biggest prisoner swap with the West since the Cold War. Good afternoon, I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead.
Lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, brought to you with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, you're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening, we know the way you feel. CIBC, ambitions made real.
The convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garns, has called for a more measured approach to addressing the spike in crime. The Bar Association protests the swift bail bill laid in Parliament on Tuesday. They are calling for a consultation with the Joint Select Committee. Committee members expressed concern that they were only given 2 days' notice about the draft legislation and were not consulted.
It needs to be measured and come from a place of speaking to the persons that who live and literally are part of the system. You have to ask yourselves now, if it is, was it that other state agencies were involved in this? Or is this just a simple knee-jerk reaction that would have been made in this particular piece of legislation? But if it is, we're really looking at the heart of the issue. There's nothing wrong with the current Bail Act that's from 2001. There's nothing wrong with it.
He commented on statements by the Attorney General that the Act may come with challenges.
This has certain implications, and if it is that they don't refer to the Joint
Select Committee,
well, I guess the challenges will come. And if it is the challenges do come, then no, you have to ask yourselves, well, what remedy would be available? Is it a situation where then, because someone is being kept on remand, can't get bail, etc., for 3, 4, 5 years of education, what is the remedy available? Is it that that person will now get some money from the government? Think about it.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garns. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, has urged Barbadians to be inspired by the efforts of those in the past to determine the way forward for the country. She revealed this during her emancipation message after leading the annual march to the Bussa statue at Haggard Hall this morning. The march culminated with cultural presentations and speeches which celebrated the achievements of those who paved the way for our freedom.
Here this morning, as we have gathered, with a sense of unity, a sense of purpose, a sense in which we understand the significance of history, a sense in which we understand that history not only tells us about the past, but that it can be used to inspire us. That fills me with a sense of hope, because it is in that inspiration, it is in that understanding of the blood, the sweat, and the tears that we've talked about today, about the why, about the people who have sacrificed. It is within that inspiration, that potential to inspire generations, that we get, as Sister Keturah has asked us, a spirit of clarity in terms of where we go as a nation, how we develop, and how we move onward.
She believes the stories of those who made significant contributions in the past need to be told to the nation's youth today.
Something that unfortunately we do not often value enough. We don't often value the fact that we need to be able to say to our generations that we have a legacy of people who not only suffered, a legacy of people who not only cried, but a legacy of people who overcame. And perhaps if we can garner those stories, if we can garner this moment of clarity, that it can lead us to inspire those young men now who are perhaps so filled with a sense of hopelessness and in their hearts perhaps a level of malice, that we can remind them that they come from a legacy of greatness who have given to the world.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition, coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC Caribbean.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris, says they are in discussions with junior doctors and the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners to address issues regarding the terms and conditions of the junior doctors, as well as other concerns. Speaking following the Faculty of Medical Sciences oath-taking ceremony of the new graduates of the UE Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery program.
We are in discussions with BAM and stuff and the Junior Doctors Association in the hospital about those things. Are we close? I think so. I do believe that they understand what we are trying to do is going to try to find solutions that would allow them more downtime. But it isn't more downtime necessary to sleep. It is, the argument is for more downtime for them to study and improve their skills and stuff. So I think once we can find a good balance there, we will be okay.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. A flash flood watch is in effect for the southwestern districts of Barbados. Meteorologist Jonathan Allen tells us more.
A flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts of Barbados. Excessive rainfall throughout the afternoon could generate flooding.
A flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts of Barbados.
There is a medium possibility of significant flooding which may result in
We do apologize for the error in that clip. Recapping the headlines. A criminal lawyer wants government to have a more strategic approach to addressing the spike in crime. Barbados today commemorates Emancipation Day. The QEH is in discussions with junior doctors to address their grievances, and a flash flood watch is in effect for southwestern districts of Barbados. And that was the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.